Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Sissy and Ash with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, 20,000 properties in Surfers Paradise were purchased in cash last year, with a median value of $800,000. Studies by PEXA provide that older Australians are those most likely to pay in cash. PEXA's chief economist, Julie Toth, says this could be exacerbating the existing intergenerational wealth divide when it comes to housing affordability. Suburban beekeepers in Brisbane are being urged to check their colonies after the varroa mite parasite has been detected in the port of Brisbane. The mite puts bee populations at an extreme risk and threatens wider Australian agriculture. Suburban beekeepers can check for the mite using an alcohol wash.
In national news, Asbestos and Hazardous Materials Consultants Association founding member John Batty stated that there is a chance Australia could see a rise in asbestos-related diseases, especially if you own a home and are unsure of risks before working on your property. Currently, Queensland has recorded one positive test at a dog park and five other potential sites, whereas Sydney recorded to have 48 sites with positive tests, six of those being friable asbestos, one of the most known deadly types found in materials. Former Liberal Party Speaker Bronwyn Bishop has apologised to Independent MP Dr. Sophia Scamps after labelling her as anti-Semite. Bishop appeared on Sky News last week and said Dr. Scamps was part and parcel of anti-Semitic movement after the MP called for Australia to address the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Australia ceased funding to the UNRWA following Israeli claims some of its staff were involved with the October 7 attack. Dr. Scamps and other members are calling for Australia to reinstate the funding. In international news, yesterday mid-flight, a 787 Dreamliner plunged, injuring seven passengers after the pilot notified the passengers he had temporarily lost control of the aircraft. The pilot was able to recover and land the aircraft safely, but it is still unclear what caused the flight from Australia to New Zealand to lose control so dramatically. Through this and their other controversies, Boeing could lose billions more from this blowout.
For your weather today, Brisbane is slightly overcast and cool. It's currently 26 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 11.8, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news at 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.